弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters。
今天我要跟大家分享就是效法神。
Today I will share with everyone about how to imitate God。
首先跟大家说什么是效法呢
？First, we want to understand what is imitating means。
从这个希腊，这是来自希腊文，就是它的意思就是指的是模仿，还有仿照，还有复制。
This word came from Greece, and the original meaning is to copy, to imitate.
就是你以每一个人或者是每一个物当作样本。
You were provided with a sample.
然后你就努力达到就和它一样。
And you try hard to make something the same as the original sample.
是因为这样的话是有一个具体的这个目标还有一个榜样。
Because we were provided a detailed sample,
所以你做起来就比较容易。
It's helpful for us to follow.
就是实际上在我们生活中就是对我们常常有效仿，对我们有很大的帮助。
It helps quite a bit in our daily life when we have examples to follow.
80年代中我刚到美国来留学。
I came to United States to study during the middle of '80s.
刚刚来接触了不少从台湾来的同学。
I had the opportunity to meet lots of classmates from Taiwan.
所以不久呢，又发现这个从大陆来的和台湾来的有一个不同的地方。
Now before long, I discovered there's a big difference from between the students from Taiwan or from China.
就是说，从台湾来的同学，他这个字呢，普遍写的都比大陆这个同学字写的比较好。
The handwritings from the Taiwan students are much better than the students from mainland China.
我不知道现在是不是还是这样。
I don't know what the situation is right now.
这为什么呢
？Why？
就是那个时候我知道问他们就是他们在小学呢就对这个就比较注重这个书法的练习。
I was told that from the elementary school they were pay a lot of attention to practice calligraphy.
实际上我在刚刚上学小学的时候也有这个书法练习。
I had a little practice when I was just started school.
我们那个时候叫做写仿。
That time we called calligraphy.
就是说你老师呢给你就是先给你写一个字帖。
The teacher will write something for you to copy.
然后我们有一个纸，就是半透明的纸，就放在上面，我们就可以仿照来写。
And then you
对。
And then you put something semi-transparent on top of the sample, and you imitate word by word.
然后你过一段，你如果写好以后，你就不需要放在上面，你可以来这个临摹，放在边上临摹。
Well, after a little while, you don't have to do that anymore. You can put the copy aside and try to imitate it.
但是我们知道，你写的时候，你一定要有好的这个字体。
Well, that's a very good start. If you have a very good sample to follow.
在我们大陆，我们中国，我们知道最好的就是有什么欧阳询，还有这个颜真卿，还有柳公权。
We know in mainland China there are three very classic copy books.One is 欧阳询 ，one is 柳真卿 ，and one is 柳公权。
但是文化大革命以后呢，好像这个就学校就不重视这个书法练习。
After Cultural Revolution, we eliminate this practice in school.
所以好些这个人就这个字呢，就从那个以后，好多这个字你就看出来写的就写的不是那么太好。
So since then, our handwriting is getting worse and worse.
所以你这个字要写得好，你必须要下功夫来练。
In order to get a good calligraphy, you have to take a great effort to practice.
并且有好的这个最好最就是也并且是要有这个好的字体。
And you have a good copy book to imitate.
我觉得我们做基督徒也是一样，我们也要这个下功夫操练。
Same thing, being a good Christian, we have to take a practice and work very hard.
另外，我们也有一个正确的一个效法的榜样。
And have a good role model to follow.
这个榜样呢，就是神。
This example is God Himself.
也就是基督。
And the Lord our Jesus Christ.
我们首先就问一个，为什么我们要效法神呢
？Why we need to imitate God?
这个答案很简单，因为我们是蒙慈爱的儿女。
The answer is very simple, because we are beloved children, His beloved children.
所以我们今天所读的这个中文呢，是从这个对照是这个NRV 的这个英文。
Today the Chris scripture we read is translated from New International Version.
他就翻译上说，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样。
He translated as we dearly loved children.
所以我就查了就所有的这个英文这个的翻译。
I checked out all the translations in English, all the versions.
因为这个从原语翻译以后，这个英文呢，就每一个版本呢，它都是要尽量的要忠实于原文。但是因为这个英文的这个限制呢，它所采取这个字呢，它选的字不一样。
All the translations are different. They tried very hard to follow the original, but because the limitation of the authors and the words, and they all changed.
所以它造成了不同的这个翻译版本。
就是 they cause result in all different translation, the version of translation.
如果把这所有的这版本，你如果能够看一下，你可以就是能够看见一个比较全面的这个原文。
One can really benefit from getting all the translations together and compare one another.
那大概我看了大概一共翻译有24种。
I totally connect 24 different methods.
但是你归纳起来呢，一共就是它有什么3种翻译。
We can in general group them into 3 categories.
那么第一个翻译，我先让这个莉亚给我们念这个英文。
New International Leader's Version.
Okay, 我就说吧，这是。
Oh, you are the children that God dearly loves. So be just like Him.
所以你从这个翻译就是后边叫做所以，那么前边呢就是说应该是原因的，就因为。
So when you look at the first translation, you may see that because is used in the sentence to show that you are the children that God dearly loves is the reason.
那么还有第二种翻译。
The second translation is since you are God's dear children, you must try to be like Him.
这个告诉我们就是说这个因为这个告诉我们原因的。
It told us the reason because they say clearly is in way because.
那么第三个翻译就是我们这个 NRV。的翻译
Be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children.
其实就是说，你如果细看这个想这个第三种翻译啊，其实也有这个因为的这个意思在里边。
If you look at closely for the third translation, you can see the imitating the meanings of imitating in it.
因为我们信了神我们就是新造的人。
Because we believe in God, we are made new.
在这个以弗所书说这个穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，在真理上有仁义和圣洁。
哦，这在哪？
这以弗所书。
Ephesians chapter 4 verses 24, and put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
那么在罗马书八章十四到是吧？他也这么讲。
Romans chapter 8 verses 14 to 18.
因为凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子。
Because those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God.
所以你们所受的不是奴仆的心。
For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear.
你们就是仍旧害怕，所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿巴父。
But you received the spirit of sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father.
上量与我们同上量与我们的心同着，我们是神的儿女。
The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children.
所以我们信了神呢，就是神家中的人。
When we believe in God, we become the members of God's family.
我们就和神的这个家紧紧联系在一起。
We have something to do with God's family now.
如果别人要是看待我们的话，也会把我们和这个就是基督和这个教会连在一起。
Others will also connect us with God's church and God Himself.
他们会说某某人呢是基督徒。
Do you ever heard people say sentence like this? Oh, someone is Christian.
所以有人在那个学校是介绍说，说这个他呀，他是中国教会的。
Someone introduced me to others that.This guy is belong to Chinese church.
所以我们信了神后，我们不仅是代表我们自己，我们还是代表这个基督。
So once we believe in God, we're not only present ourselves anymore. Somehow we also present the church.
其实，在我们生活中呢，人们看见一个孩子怎么样呢，也常常会和他这个父母还是这个家庭联系在一起。
The same region in our daily life, people usually related their children with their parents.
啊，你人们会说，哎呀，你看那个这个孩子真像他的真像他的父母。
Yeah, sometimes people say, look at the child, really like their parents.
我想大概一般有两个意思。
There are two meanings here.
第一个就说他长得很像他的父母。
First means the children physically resemble the parents very much.
对，你会说这个好像他鼻子像他的父亲，他的嘴像他的母亲。
The nose and the eyes like fathers and the mouth like mothers.
在另一个方面，就是还说他的行为啊，会像他的父母。
It also indicates his behavior pattern, the characters very much like his parents.
如果他的父母啊有爱心啊，积极能够关怀别人。
If the parents are very loving and helping others all the time,
那么这个孩子他也会有爱心帮助别人。
Then the children would do the same thing.
那么人的意思也就是说，哎，你看他，哎，像他的父母，他这么能有爱心。
The people would say he is very much like his parents, very loving and helping.
当然我们知道这个孩子呢，能够给父母能够来张光。
So we know this child honored his parents.
当然这孩子呢，也会给父母来丢脸。
The same way the children can dishonor the parents.
因为孩子的这个好行为呢，是别人，如果孩子没有好的行为呢，别人批评这个孩子呢。
Or when the children behave badly and the people criticize the children.
也不仅是批评这孩子，也是批评他的这个父母。
So the other people not criticize the children, but also criticize the parents.
所以就是说我们做儿女的呢，作为家庭的成员呢，我们是代表，不仅代表我们自己，我们也代表这个家庭。
With the children in the family, we not only represent ourselves, we also represent our family.
所以别人观察判断我们的时候，他们同时也判断，就是观察父母的这个儿女的时候，同时也判断观察这个判断评价这个父母。
Through observing children's behavior, the other people can have pretty much good ideas about how the parents doing.
所以同样作为神的儿女，我们就应该，我们是神家中的人。
Being a God's children or the family members in God's family.
我们在神的家神的国就有份。
We have inheritance in God's kingdom and God's family.
所以我们的一举一动都和神都和神的国呢有这个荣誉相关。
So all our words and our acts, our behaviors all somehow connect with God's kingdom.
所以我们千万不要轻看我们基督徒的身份。
We will not take our Christian identity too lightly.
不要忘记我们是神的儿女。
Never forget, we are God's children.
所以作为神的儿女神国的子民，我们就有责任把神的荣耀彰显出来。
Being God's children, that's our responsibility to glorify God.
这怎么能够把神的荣耀彰显出来呢？
How to glorify God?
就是我们身上要有这个神的属性特质和品格。
We must show in godly characters, attributes and qualities.
所以效法神呢，可以帮助我们来建立这些属性、特质和品格。
In order to acquire those godly characters, we need God's help by imitating Him.
你活出神的荣耀来。
So we can live out God's glory.
这样别人看见我们以后，就好像看见这个神的。就像神的儿女一样。
Because then we will reflect God's glory, and when people see us, saw us, they will see God's glory.
我们注意这个保罗在OK, 你再往前点。就是在保罗在五章一节说，我们不仅是神的儿女，而且是他蒙慈爱的儿女。
Please note, Paul says here in chapter 5, verses 1, that we're not only God's children, but we are beloved children.
那么这边就是蒙慈爱的这个慈爱呢，就是指的是这个父母对儿女的爱。
This love it can refer to the love the parents have towards the children.
就好像这个父母的体贴关心儿女的这种爱。
Just like a parents very thoughtful, very considerate, and loving the children.
在路加福音十二章七节这样说，就是你们的头发也都被数过了，不要惧怕，你们比许多麻雀还要贵重。
In the book Luke chapter 12 verse 7 says, Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Don't be afraid. You are worthy much more than many sparrows.
So 神知道他每一个儿女的需要。
who knows the need best?
所以啊，最微小的事情呢，他也能够来关心。
He can take care of even the at least detailed things.
但是我们知道，这个世上父母也是对儿女也是也是深深的爱儿女。
We know the earthly parents also deeply love their children.
也对孩子也是关心和体贴。
And do everything, do their best to take care of their children.
但世上的父母的这爱是有限的。
But the earthly mother indeed have a very limited love.
也是不完全的，也是有条件的。
It's not incomplete and conditional.
我们也常常知道，这个父母也对儿女也有不耐烦的时候。
We know the parents sometimes very impatient to us.
特别是心情不好的时候呢，往往会做出一些不合理的决定。
Especially when they are not very happy and their behavior is not rational and become very emotional.
有时候会把一些情绪呢发泄到这个孩子身上。
Yes, and complain to children and not very reasonable.
但是神的爱呢，它不受这个时间、空间的限制。
But the love from God is not affected by the time and space.
首先神的爱是充满了这个宇宙。
The first God's love is so much and full of the universe.
他这个把这个阳光雨露能够赐给每个人。
He gave all the signs and the rains, everything to everyone.
包括那些反对他的人，包括那些不信他的人。
Including the people who doesn't believe him.
那其次呢，神也就是因为世人犯了罪呢，神让耶稣基督到世上作为赎罪祭，代替了我们的死，让我们能够借着耶稣基督信耶稣基督与神和好。
And also because we all sinned, so God want to save us, so He had to send His Son, the Word come to flush to the earth to redeem us and save us.
所以我们就成为神的儿女。
And so we become God's children.
你回想我们信主以后我们有多少次我们因为有软弱有跌倒。还有离弃这个神的时候。
Just recall how many times you have forsaken God and fall, stumbled after even you confess you believe in God.
但是谁有没有离弃我们？
But God never forsaken us.
只要我们愿意认罪悔改，神就接纳我们。
And every time when we come back to the Lord, repent us, and God always forgive us.
神就会饶恕我们。
And forgive us again and again.
他不会因为我们的悖逆而不爱我们。
He will not don't love us because we rebel him.
也不会因为我们的悖逆而减少对我们的爱。
And his love will never reduce even a little bit because of our bad behavior.
所以人常说叫知恩报恩。
People often say we need to show in gratitude towards the people who love you.
所以蒙恩的人也应该是一个回报爱的人。
So the person who receive the blessings should be a person who love others.
那么我们应该怎么回应神的爱呢？
How to respond God's love?
如果你知道你父母深深爱你，你怎么能够回报你父母的爱呢？
If you know your parents love you so deeply, how to respond this towards your parents?
我想你会做就是你父母喜悦的事。
Then do something pleasing your parents.
来向他们表明你的爱。
To show your love.
如果你父母喜欢喝茶的话，那你怎么表达你的爱呢？
If your parents love drink tea, how to show your love to them?
你会在逢年过节给他买好的茶叶，对吧？
You will buy good teas occasionally to them for them.
所以我喜欢这个烧菜。
I like cook.
所以我儿子有时候就是逢年过节就给我买一些那个。就是 recipe 的那种那个烧菜的这个书。
So my children know that, so they bought me a good recipe book to me.
还有，如果你的父母想去这个华盛顿玩，想去华盛顿的话，你会带他去华盛顿玩。
If your parents ask you take them to Washington D.C., we'll take them too. Probably not.
对，当然我们不是说是一定要买东西会带父母玩才是表达我们的爱。
Of course, not the only way to buy stuff to take your parents out is to show your love towards them.
所以我岳母过世以后呢，我岳父一个人呢是在纽约市的这个老人院。
My father-in-law is all by himself in a nursing home in New York City after my mother-in-law passed away.
所以我和静珍常常去纽约看他。
So me and my wife Jin Jin often go to New York City to see him.
其实他这因为这是他所许喜悦的。
Please, that's because that's what he wants.
他也不需要钱。
He doesn't need money.
他也不需要我们买什么东西给他。
He doesn't need anything we bought for him.
他所需要的就是我们去看看他。
All he needs is the company of us.
所以因为这个周一到周五我们都要上班。
Because we all full time working from Monday to Friday.
那么周周日呢，我们还要在教会啊。
And Sunday we need to serve in church.
所以我们都是一般都是礼拜六去看。
So we have to take Saturday out to see him.
我们都是每天早上当天去当天回。
And we took a one day trip.
所以每天去呢，大部分时间都花在路上。
All the most time spent on the road.
有时候在路上就花大概10到12个小时。
It took us 10 to 12 hours on road alone.
像昨天我们就是5点多钟就去。
Like yesterday we set off on in the morning 5 o'clock.
那大概过了快1点钟才回来。
And return home after midnight.
其实每一次去和他在一起的时间并不长。
Actually, every time when we visit him, we only have a couple hours time being with him.
跟你们说这个值得吗
？Did you think it's worth it？
值得。
It is worth.
因为爱不是用这个时间用金钱来衡量。
Because love couldn't be measured by time and money.
所以每一次去，我们看到他看到我们那种这个喜悦的这种神态。
I was so happy and pleased to see when he saw us his expressions when he saw us.
所以我们就很感到很欣慰。
And we were so comforted by the.
因为我们的爱得到了接纳。
Yeah, because our love was accepted by him.
其实我觉得爱呢，这是双向的。
Love is not one way street.
所以岳父他也不是说希望所有人都去看他。
Father in law does not like everyone come to see him either.
他也不是见到所有人都喜欢。
He also does not like to see everyone.
所以我们他喜悦看到我们是因为他爱我们。
He wants to see us because he loves us.
因为他看到我们喜悦是表达了他对我们的爱，对。
His pleasing feelings show his love towards us.
因为我们去看他呢，也是因为我们爱他。
We come to see him because we love him.
因为看到我们的爱受到这个蒙悦纳以后，我们自己呢心里边也喜乐。
We get a joy, a peace when we saw our love was accepted.
所以我觉得同样的，我们作为神的儿女呢，神的儿女，我们蒙神慈爱。
Same way, we are God's children and we are loved, dearly loved by God.
那么神借着耶稣基督宝血赦免了我们的罪，接纳我们成为他的儿女。
And God accepted us as His children, through Lord Jesus Christ's blood.
那么神也借着教会。也让我们弟兄姐妹呢彼此相爱。
And God also through church teach us to love one another.
所以我们不能够说只两受神的爱。
We are not only just sitting there receive love.
没有回报。
And without repay.
所以我们应该回报神呢，就要做神喜悦的事。
We need to respond His love and do things pleasing Him.
在撒母耳记上这样说，撒母耳说。耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭，岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢？听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的脂油。
Book Samuel chapter 5 verse 22. But Samuel replied, "Does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the voice of the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heal is better than the."Fed of rams.
所以没有别的事被神看到自己的儿女活出他与他这个名与他名相称的生活呢更能够带给神的喜乐了。
There's anything else more pleasing God than he saw his children live out a life reflect his glory.
所以上经的时候告诉我说，一个罪人悔改，天上的天使都要欢喜快乐。
The Bible said when the sinners repent, even the angels rejoice.
所以当神的儿女活出于他兴盛的生活 一样时候呢，神的我相信神的心也同样的快乐。
I believe God's heart would be very pleased when he saw his children live out a life according to his calling.
所以你们应该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样。
So you should imitate God as dearly beloved children.
所以这个世界上其实也有好多效法。
And this world we also there have some imitating.
有效法名人的，还有明星。
Imitating the celebrities and movie stars,
还有一些领袖
and leaders.
但是这些效法常常的才华一现。
But those imitatings usually very short-lived.
常常在晃动一时呢，过上不久呢就消失了。
And usually have a huge sensation, but after a little while they would just dying out.
还有说这些名人呢，过上不久以后就不是这问题就是那问题。
And then pretty soon we heard lots of rumors about those.People have all sorts of issues.
让他那些这个追随者现在说什么粉丝呢，就很失望。
Disappointed their admirers a lot.
我在上小学的时候，那个是大陆那个提倡是学联方。
When I was in elementary school in mainland China, we were there a movement advocated 学雷锋。
因为这个。学校里那个时候就说是要学雷锋做好事。
We all called to 学雷锋 and do good things.
那学就是效仿，对吧？效法。
学 and imitate.
那么就是为什么学雷锋呢？
By the way, 雷锋 and his name.
因为这个。
Why we want to learn from 雷锋？
因为老师要让我们学嘛。
Because the teacher want us to imitate him.
你听老师话就能够得表扬，对吧
？Yeah, you have to listen to the teacher to get.Good stuff.
为什么老师让我们学呢
？Why the teacher want us to learn from 雷锋？
因为管老师的要让老师这么做。
Yeah, because the teacher's boss want him to.
一直到了最上面的，因为什么？就因为毛泽东让学雷锋。
Yeah, and then the same way all the way up because Chairman Mao want us to imitate him.
他说，在1963年的3月5日。
On March 5th, 1963.
这个毛泽东呢就写了一个，就是向雷锋同志学习。
Chairman Mao issued an inscription called "To learn
from
Comrade 雷锋."
雷锋 ，Yeah。所以这个从那以后呢，每年3月5日呢就成了一个学雷锋日。
Since then, every year March 5th was dedicated from learning from 雷锋 day.
雷锋呢是这个解放军的一个战士。
雷锋 is a common soldier from People's Liberation Army.
他60年裁军，在62年的一天，他在指挥这个战友倒车的时候，被这个电杆呢就砸死。
In 1960, he joined the army, and then unfortunately, in 1962, one day when he guided the fellow soldiers back of a truck, and the telephone pole.
根据好多报记载呢，就说是他在这个裁军期间呢，毫不利己，专门利人。
According to lots of reports, he never do anything selfish and do everything to others.
什么全心全意的为人民服务
serve others with all his heart.
助人为乐
take help everyone.
据说做了好多好事
and.Did many, many, many good things to others.
所以那个在学校呢，就是每一次放学回家呢，我们这些学生都千方百计的都要去学联方做好事。
So at that time, after we get out from school, all our students we have to try very hard to do something to learn from him, imitate him.
就看一看隔壁这个老奶奶的院子是不是要扫。
Is any neighbor's old lady need to clean his yard?
是不是有什么别人需要我帮忙的？
Is anything I can do to help?
当然做了这好事情，并且要写到日记上写下来。
It's not finished. After we did those good things, we have to record everything.
然后可以给老师看。
So we can show the teachers.
所以小学毕业以后呢，然后我就要到外地去上学。
And after graduation, I have to go to the another place to go to school.
那学校外面有一条铁路。
And we have a runway outside the school.
每一天我要过铁路的时候，我就要站在那里好好的两边来看一看。
Every day when I'm standing there, I have to carefully watch left and right.
我不是看这个有没有火车过来。
I'm not watching if there's trains coming here.
我就是看是不是这个火车滚上滚到是不是一个小孩在那玩玩。
I was looking for if there is a child playing there.
我这那是我真心希望的。
I hope, I imagine.
我希望一个小孩在那个玩。
I imagine there are children right playing in the on the track.
来看见一个火车呢，马上就开过来了。
And the train is coming.
然后我跑到那，赶紧把这个赶紧把这小孩抱抱抱过。
And then I rushed out to grab the child and out of there.
那火车一下就冲过去
了。At the same time, the train passed by.
啊，正好呢，有一个人就看见了。
And then. It happens, a journalist just passed by.
这个人呢也正好就是记者。
He's a journalist.
所以他赶紧把事迹就报到报上去。
And he published this news on the top news on the newspaper.
所以请问这样做这样的好事是这个为人民服务吗？
Is this a good thing to do? Is serve others?
这是为别人吗？
It's serve others.
实际上做这样的好事呢，完全是为了自己。
Actually, doing things like this is not for others, it's all for myself.
是为名为利。
It's for my own reputation.
所以过了没几年，这个学雷锋就成了一个表面的形式。
So after a couple years, and this is just learning from imitate Lei Feng is something very superficial. It's not there's no any real meaning in it anymore.
所以说啊，圣经教导我们说不要效法这个世界。只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善灵、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
So Roman chapter 12 verse 2, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is.
那么这个第十二节十一节也说，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此释放，你们如此释放，乃是理所当然的。
Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your body as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship.
那么这个也和我们今天这个五章二节是一个意思。所以你们要凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍己，当作舍身的供物和祭物，献于神。
Yeah, this has the same meaning as Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2 we studied today. Live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up.As the fragrant offerings and sacrifice to God.
那么这些圣经这些经文就告诉我们说，我们不要效法这个世界，我们要效法神。
Those verses teach us we will not imitate the world, and we need to imitate a God way.
那么如何效法神呢
？And how to imitate God?
我觉得第一个就是效法基督。
First we have to imitate Jesus Christ.
那效法基督呢，就是效法神。
Imitating Jesus Christ is to imitating God.
我们提到神效法神，就是我们就觉得你可能有点抽象。
We must feel very strange abstract when we talk about imitating God.
因为神是全能的、圣洁的，神也是看不见的。
Because God is all powerful, all holy, and invisible.
所以圣经也说，从来没有人看见过神。
And the Bible told us no one has ever seen God.
但是我们人呢，总是希望有一个具体的、实实在在的一个效法对象。
But we all need something to real and actually we can touch, we can feel to feel comfortable to follow.
所以这样做起来就比较容易了。
It's easier for us to do this way.
所以我觉得神爱我们，他理解我们这个人的这个有限。
So God really loves us. He understands our limitations.
所以他差遣着主耶稣道成肉身来到这个世上。
So he sent his beloved son Jesus Christ come to this world.
所以一方面呢，他是为了赎我们的罪。
On one hand is to redeem us.
就像这个约翰福音三章十六节说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
Yeah, like John chapter 3 verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only one son, what that whoever believes in him shall not perish but will have eternal.
让我们接着相信他与神和好，就成为这个神的儿女。
So we can reconcile to God by believing him.
所以另一个方面呢，就是神道成肉身生活在这个世界。
On the other hand, when the God from flesh to from word to flesh and actually living in this world.
他和这些他和人呢是同吃同住还同甘苦。
And live together with us and eat together with us and suffer together with us.
就把人这个这个想象中的抽象的东西呢变成这个具体化了。
So this will make this very abstract concept of God somehow concreted.
所以就给了我们一个就是看得见的摸得着的一个实实在在的一个效法。
So now we provided role model examples. We can see, we can feel, we can touch.
那么这些经文也告诉在约翰福音这个我们有。对，这告诉道成了肉身住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典有真理，我们也看见他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
Verse 14, John, the Word became flesh and made his dwellings among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and the only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
对，还有约翰一章十八节说，从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
In John chapter 1 verses 18, no one has ever seen God, but God, the one, the only one, who is at the Father's side, has made him known.
这个也说人看见了我，就是看见了父。
He who sees me sees my Father.
说认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，就是永生。那么四福音呢清清楚楚地记载了耶稣在世上的所作所为。
The four books of the Gospels clearly record what our Lord Jesus Christ did and said during the time he was on earth.
就让我们能够有理有据地能够认识他，能够效法他。
So we can have a much confidence and have a lot of evidence that we can imitate him and follow him.
对，那么今天这个经文里边也提到，就是说凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们一样。那么这里边这个正如基督也清楚告诉我们，这个凭这个爱心行事呢，耶稣基督呢也就给我们立了一个榜样。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 2 and live a life of love just as Christ loved us and gave him up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God。
所以因此我们效法神呢就是要效法耶稣基督。
So we imitating God is to imitate Jesus Christ.
所以腓立比书这个第二章第五节说，你们当以基督的心为心。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 5, your attitude should be the same as that of Jesus.
所以就是耶稣他有什么样的心思意念呢，我们属于他的人呢也应该有同样的心思意念。
Because we belong to him, so we should have the same minds as Jesus has.
因为这个心思意念呢，决定于我们的行为。
Because our minds define our behavior.
那么心思意念呢，也决定我们行事为人的标准。
And our minds also define the standard when we act towards other people.
那么以基督的心为心呢，就是说我们的行事为人呢，不是以这个世界为标准，而是以这个耶稣基督为标准。
Have an attitude same as our Lord Jesus Christ means that we will not follow the world's standard and imitate the world, but we will imitate him.
那么第二个方面，我们就是要凭爱心行事。
The second part is we must act in love.
因为这个凭呢是一种凭爱心行事的凭呢是一种依据。
Is according to.
他的意思就是作为一切行为的一个出发点。
I mean, it's the starting point of everything.
应该做以这个爱为依据。
According to love to act.
那么以这个爱作为我们行事为人的一个考量和选择。
And use love as a measurement to measure our behavior and also help us to choose.
这个世上也常常谈到爱。
We talk about love all the time.
特别是在每年过情人节的时候。
Especially during the Valentine's Day.
你看见到处都是心。
You can see all the hearts.
因为心就是代表爱，对吧？
Because the heart represents love.
因为你看见这个卡片中间有一个心。
You see the big heart in the cards.
有人穿的衣服中间也有一个心。
In the center of your clothes.
还有买的巧克力都是好像新的这个形状。
And even the chocolate have the heart shape.
但是我们觉得看起来好像这个世界真是被这爱的包围了。
Seems like love is full of the.
这个世上
everywhere.
这个世上充满了爱。
The world is full of love.
但是世上的爱往往是有条件的，有回报的。
However, if you pay attention, you can understand that the love in the world is all limited and conditional.
我刚来美国的时候常常就听到美国人说 I love you.
When I came to US, I heard many times Americans say I love you.
常常说我爱你我爱你我都觉得是不是有点太虚伪了。
Because I heard so many times and I sometimes feel is that very hypocritical?
我觉得爱你还需要说吗
Why you have to say that much if you love?
你真的爱他你做出来让他看不是就可以了。
Could it be better you act in love than saying it?
特别是我看到这个夫妇两个就是在分手的时候呢说这个我爱你。
Especially when I saw the couples say love each other when they separate.
并且还要吻一下。
And also will kiss each other.
当然见了面以后刚见面也说我爱你再吻一下。
And then when they come back to meet each other again, they will say love you again and kiss you again.
我那个时候说呀，这个需不需要
？At that time, I would ask, "Is that very necessary?"
我说这美国这么看起来这么相爱，为什么离婚率还那么高呢
？Well, since you guys love you each other so much, then why the divorce rate is so high?
所以你离婚的时候，那你当初那爱都跑哪去了
？Where the love run when you divorce each other?
所以可见这世上的爱呢是不长久的。
The love in the world is not very permanent, very lasting.
都是以我自己为中心的。
It's self-centered love.
这是以这个有条件的。
It's conditional.
也是不牢靠的。
It's not reliable.
所以主耶稣在马太福音五章46节呢，举了一个世人爱的一个例子。
So Jesus gave us an example in Matthew chapter 5 verses 46.
他说你若单爱那爱你们的人，有什么赏赐呢？就是税吏不也是这样想吗
？Jesus said, "If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Not even the tax collectors doing that."
那么税吏呢，也爱那些爱他的人。
The tax collectors also love the people who love him.
这本身没有什么特别的，也没有什么不寻常的。
It's not very unusual.
那么这就是世界的爱。
That's the nature of the love in world.
所以主在这里边，我想他真正的意思就是说，所以这种爱没有什么稀奇。
The Lord, here I think he's emphasized that such a love is not very valuable, not very unusual.
所以我们作为基督徒呢，我们是应该有别于这个世人的。
As a Christian, we should have a love which is different from the worldly love.
我们不应该停留在这个税吏这种爱的这个。
We should not only love in the level the tax collector has.
我们要有的就是要有基督的爱。
We need to update ourselves, upgrade to God's love.
那基督的爱，我们知道，基督爱在英文叫 agape， 它是一个就是无条件的爱，是一个舍己的爱。
The Jesus love in English is agape. It's unconditional love.
所以，那么基督爱我们，它是。甘愿被钉在十字架上担当我们的罪。
Jesus love, Jesus showing his love by willingly died on the cross and paid our paid the price of the sin for us.
所以神为我们的死他的这个神的爱再次就向我们显明了。
God showed his love through this.
所以我们要以这个耶稣基督要效基督爱所以我们要效法耶稣基督的爱。
So we need to follow examples of Jesus to love.
我们要凭爱心行事呢，就是要忘掉我们自己。
We should deny ourselves, forget ourselves to love others.
我们不求自己的益处。
And not seeking our own reputation, our own benefit.
我们只求神的国，神的义。
Only seek God's righteousness and His kingdom.
所以我们所做的这一切能够蒙神悦纳，就像麝香的祭一样，能够献给神。
Because we do that, then our what we did could be a fragrant sacrifice to Him.
那么再一个呢，就效法神，就是要过圣洁的生活。
The other way to imitate God is to live a holy life.
我们要圣洁，因为神是圣洁的。
We need to be holy by imitating God because God is holy.
不圣洁，没有法见神的面。
We couldn't see God's face if we're not holy.
所以保罗在这里边指出，基督徒不仅在这个婚姻和性行为上要保持圣洁。
Paul mentioned here that being a Christian will not only need be holy in our marriage, in our sexual behavior.
不贪恋。
Not greedy.
而且这个说这些话，都是不相宜的。
It's also out of place if we just say some impurity words.
所以在现在这个现在这个社会呢，个人主义还有这个自由享受泛滥。
Nowadays, the society advocating individualism and enjoy a personal freedom.
好像人们对这个婚前的这个同居还有性行为，这个婚外情都好像不以为然。
People don't pay too much attention about premarital the sexual behavior before marriage and outside of marriage and other behaviors like this.
所以我们作为基督徒的应该我们应该持守神的原则。
Being a Christian, we have to hold on to God's principles to us.
我们不受这个世界的影响。
Will not be corrupted by this world.
要过一个圣洁的生活。
And live out a holy life.
我们要不仅不受这个社会的影响，而且我们要影响这个世界。
Not only will not corrupted by the world, we will set light on the darkness in this world.
我记得在去年布道会的时候呢，这个我们的讲员刘志祥长老他就在他讲当中提到过这么一件事。
Yes, I remember in the last year, our church evangelist, even our speaker, Elder Liu Zhixuan, once told us a story.
因为工作的关系呢，他常常和他们同事呢一起在外面去吃饭。
He has to eat together with his coworkers in work.
在吃饭的时候呢，这个你想，这个美国同事常常开玩笑，就有一些这个黄色的笑话。
At the dining table, the co-workers sometimes mention some very yellow jokes, bad jokes.
但是刘志祥长老他觉得听这样的话也不合乎这个基督徒的身份。
And Elder Liu Zhixuan feels it's not very proper, it's out of place to sit there listen to those jokes.
他就告诉那些同事呢，就让他们不要在他面前讲这些黄色的笑话。
So he told co-workers, please don't mention those things in front of me.
他的同事呢，在以后也没有在他面前再讲。
And his co-workers respect his request.
那么诗篇第一章第一节说，不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的座位。
Psalm chapter 1 verses 1, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked or stands in the way of sinners or sit in the seat of mockers.
这告诉我们说，对于一切这个污秽、一切罪，我们不仅不参与，还要不观望，还要不留恋。
This tells us to all the things of any kind of impurity, all the sins, we are not only not anticipate, but also we will run away from the temptation as fast as possible.
我们不要给罪这个侵入的这个机会。
Do not have any thing to do with scoffers and don't give any opportunities for the sin.
这边提到是不做亵慢人的座位。
We talk about don't stand in the way of the. Say again.
不做亵慢人的座位。
Okay. Yes. Do not sit in the seat of mockers.
这个不做呢，因为做就是有份。
Because when you sit together with those mockers, and you have something to do with them.
所以与神的儿女的身份不合适。
This is not matching our identities being a God's children.
那么，这边这个圣经里边提到说我们是圣徒。
In the Bible, we mentioned we are the holy disciples.
我们圣徒呢，就是说以就是神从这个圣人中把我们分别为圣。
Holy disciple means we were separated from others and sanctified by God.
所以我们就应该过圣洁的生活。
So we should live out a holy life.
这样才能够方能够合乎我们这个做儿女的身份。
That's the only way this kind of behavior will be proper for our identities in God's family.
那么最后呢，我就想要用这个四个字母来英文字母来结束。
I want to close today's sermon with these four letters.
Okay. 那么四个字母是什么呢？
What's the four letters?
就是WWJD。
WWJD。
那么英文就是 What would Jesus do?翻译过来就是耶稣会怎么做。那么在九十年代呢，在这个Michigan 的这个 Holland 的这个有一个女孩呢叫 Jenny Tinkleberg 对。
During the 90s, a girl named Jenny Tinkleberger started a grassroots movement in a youth fellowship at Holland, Michigan.
对，就是他们这个发起了一个就是耶稣会怎么做这个一个草根运动。他们主要是运用这个缩写这个短语呢，来帮助提醒他们青少年团契的这个成员能够记住这个耶稣会怎么做这句话。
They use a abbreviation of the phrases help their teenager youth non-members to remember what Jesus would remind them what Jesus would do.
他提醒他们在生活中能够效法耶稣。
I remind them in their daily life to imitate Jesus.
希望他们能够对这个社区发挥影响。
Hope their behavior will have some impact to the communities they live in.
所以他们为了这个明显的提醒呢，做提醒呢，他们都带上一个就是一个用布做成的一个手镯子。
In order to emphasize this, everyone wear a cloth bracelet.
就是这个布的这个手镯子上面就有这个 WWJD 这四个字。
With WWJD characters on it.
所以很快这个布镯子就吸引了很多的人和这个同学，还有这个这个城市里边还有许多其他人。
And very soon, this close bracelets become very popular in the city among the young Christians.
并且不久就在全美的所有青年的基督徒中流行。
Pretty soon, he became so popular among all the American youth Christians.
所以很多人这个手镯上都有这个
WWJD. Were wearing the bracelets with WWJD characters.
所以这些青年基督徒呢，他借着这个手镯上这个四个字呢，能够提醒自己是耶稣基督的门徒。
Those youth Christians remind themselves that they are Christians by wearing this bracelets.
所以面对这个充满诱惑、充满罪恶的世界
，when they facing this very evil world.And when they have to face lots of hard choices, they remind themselves.
他们以这个基督耶稣基督的原则做决策。
They remind themselves to choose by the principles.
所以效法基督
imitate,
效法基督行事为人。
To imitate Jesus to act towards others.
特别是在这个吸毒还有这个婚前。那个这个泛滥的这个现象为这个校园当中，让他们能够持守自己。
Especially in the campus, full of rampant drug abuse and premarital sexual behaviors, they remind themselves to keep their principles and live out a holy life.
所以耶稣会怎么做
？How Jesus would do?
我想不只是这个青年基督徒他们所面对的问题。
It's not a question the young Christians ask themselves.
也是我们每一个真正的基督徒所应当这个扪心自问的问题。
I think everyone, every Christian here, we should seriously consider to ask ourselves such a question.
我们应该反思一下我们现在的生活。
So we can reflect our lives now.
检查我们基督徒是否过着一种以我们信仰相称的生活。
Examine ourselves if our life is matching our identity.
是不是我们每天只是这个当礼拜天的基督徒？
Are we the only Christians on Sunday?
我们当主日崇拜的时候，我们唱赞美诗，我们赞美神，也奉献，看起来好像真是一个敬虔的基督徒。
When we worship, we sing the songs, we offer our gifts, and we worship God, and we look like a very sincere Christian.
当我们离开这个教会，我们进入这个世界的时候，我们是不是又变成了一个和别人没有区别的人？
But could we turn back into someone without any difference when we come back to the world out of this building?
我们是不是常常在神的面前这个祷告认罪？
Are we often prayer and repent in front of God?
却在这个犯罪的生活中依然我行我素？
But we still insist in our own ways in the simple life.
我们常常说爱人如己。
We often said we should love others as love ourselves.
但又没有饶恕的心。
But we don't have a forgiving heart.
当别人要是侵犯我的时候，我们就以牙还牙。
So if other people violate our rights, then we would not give up even a little bit.
我们也常常说，主是我的磐石，主是我的力量。
We often say that God, Lord is my fortress and God is my strength.
我们要靠主得胜。
I'm fully dependent on God.
但是我们面对这个试炼呢，试探呢，就屡屡跌倒。
But we stumble many times when we have temptations in front of us.
并且常常用保罗的话来安慰我们自己。
And then the most unfortunate is we always use Paul's word to comfort ourselves.
因为立志行善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。
Paul said, it's my desire to do good, but I just don't have the strength to carry it out.
So, 弟兄姐妹，我在这里边，并不是要指责人。
I'm not pointing fingers here.
今天我站在这里边讲，并不代表我就比你们好。
It's not necessarily, I'm better than others because I'm speaking here.
因为我指出这些问题，就说实际上就是我发现我自己就是有这些问题。
One of the reasons I can point out those problems because I found those problems in myself.
但我需要在神的面前要认罪，要悔改。
I definitely need repent and commit my sins, my wrongdoings, all the time.
求神的怜悯，求神的帮助。
And by God's mercy to on me to help me.
过一个就是与神的儿女相称的生活。
To living out a life reflect God's glory and matching my identity.
不过我也希望这些问题能够帮助我们一起来在这个神的面前能够反省，能够思考。
I really hope those problems, those questions today I mentioned, could help us think and reflect and examine our hearts.
检查。我们的生活在哪些方面与这个我们的基督徒的信仰相脱节
？And to examine where how much our life is not compatible with our faith.
也愿意在这些方面应该努力改正。
I'm willing to take effort to improve on those areas.
有一个新的变化。
And to make progress and change.
有一个新的生活。
And start a new life.
So, 弟兄姐妹，让我们彼此勉励。
Let us encourage each other.
让我们在生活中，让我们效法基督。
In our life, let us imitate Jesus Christ.
And WWJD.
Jesus, 耶稣会怎么做？
我们做一个蒙神慈爱的儿女。
And to be a beloved children of God.
谢谢。
Thank you.